what do you call very fashionable or good looking clothes?
Well, nice, threads, maybe, because I would call anything that was just sort of sharp looking, sharp threads, you know, it could be, they may be inexpensive as far as that goes.
Anything else?
Well, I don't guess bourgeois would be termed for that, and it would be crazy.
No, that wouldn't be it. Well, what about,
Nothing really, I guess. Just, you know, I'd say, well, it's sharp or nice or expensive looking. You're very preppy today.
Okay. Well, what about, how do you store winter clothes in the closet during the summer?
How do you store winter clothes? I would say you would store them in a box or maybe in a bag. That's a bag that you close. Something you can seal.
Okay.
I would probably mothball. We don't store winter clothes as far as.
Is there any difference between the lightweight variety that you might get in the cleaners in terms of name for the bag that you might store light that you get the cleaners in comparison to what you might carry in an airplane?
Between the bags, okay, you get a bag to cover the clothing. Of course, you can get soiled from the cleaners, but it would be real very thin plastic covering.
Okay.
Of course, like cellophane or something. But a garment bag would be what you would carry on an airplane. It would be very nice looking, maybe could be monogrammed, or it would be something you could zip up, you know, and still sort of close, enclose the clothes completely. Usually it's more durable than a little plastic bag.
Okay. This is continuation of the supplement, page 123.
Okay, what do you call women's shoes now? Dress shoes with heels?
Yes, high heel shoes or spikes.
Okay, anything else?
Well, there's different, there'd be different types of dress shoes, like the rolling sandals or something like that.
Okay.
Anywhere,
okay. Yeah. Okay. That's one of the best spikes or heels, things like that. What about in casual shoes?
In casual shoes, sandals. Maybe they may wear topsiders or loafers.
What's the difference between a sandal and any other type of shoe?
Sandals usually has straps. It's not closed, your foot's not closed in, it has the straps to hold it onto the bottom.
Okay.
And you sort of slide on, it's really comfortable. We also have, because you have, I've seen we don't swear on the rubber shoe, it's sort of a sandal from Florida. I don't know what everyone calls it in Illinois.
Okay. Alright, yeah. Alright, is it a term flip-flop?
Yeah, well, we used to call it flip-flop, but that was a much thinner shoe.
Okay.
And you know, flip-flop, but one of the end, they used to have the, they had the toe piece in the middle.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it had a little disc in the bottom. You could pull that out. You know,
yeah.
Yeah, you pull it through. It just had the straps with the side that were tied down with the disc also.
Okay.
But like a sandal, I mean like a thong, it's usually much thicker. And it has, where the flip-flop was thin, and they had a rubber strap. So a thong has a leather or vinyl strap that comes, and it's usually made into the shoe.
Alright.
I haven't.
Okay, that's good. What about hairstyle?
Hairstyle.
Men and women.
Men and women coming out like different hair.
Yeah, for men. Like what kind of cuts are there?
Flat top or
a flat top.
Where you just have it sort of crop up. It's really thin on the sides. In fact, it's really thin on the top, but it's